Hi, I'm Jade Tiraberry, Senior Director of Strategic Planning with AutoTrader and Kelley Blue Book at Cox Automotive, and I have two of my very favorite colleagues with me today as we are wrapping up the third and final segment of a new audio and video series called The Complete Profit Picture. And I am really excited about this one. It is so important for our clients. And so Bethany, I want to start with you. If you'll give us just a quick background and then tell me what have been the favorite things that you have talked about over the last two sessions.
Absolutely. Thanks, Jade. Bethany Johnson, Director of Strategic Planning for vAuto. Been with Cox 13 years, 30 years retail, but man, things have changed. So super exciting what we talked about in the last few sessions, really digging into acquisitions. That's the pain point for dealers, is filling that inventory with things that are in demand and attracting that customer. So super excited to put it all together.
Yes, important things that all of our clients need to be thinking about.
Yeah,
Chrissy,
yeah.
Go ahead.
Hi, I'm Chrissy O'Hara. I'm the Vice President of Sales for AutoTrader and Kelley Blue Book. You know, as we think about the complete profit picture, and you know, we classified that down to right car, right consumer, right price, and right strategy, there are so many nuggets within each of those for dealers to really pull back the layers. You know, dealers have experienced nice profitability over the last few years, and they're really working hard to hold on to that. And economic pressures are just, they're challenging that. And so the complete profit picture really dug deep into some areas where there's lots of opportunity. And so I think this series has been phenomenal. I think there's been lots of conversations that happen after this series. Yeah. And so I look forward to continuing the conversation even further today.
So I love that this series is titled The Complete Profit Picture, because profit is top of mind to our dealers always, but especially after we are coming out of a seller's market. We're in this fiercely competitive environment with all of these challenges that I hear our dealers talking about that are leading to lower profitability and really creating concern and struggles between margin compression, more days on lot, increased expenses, affordability issues, decreasing valuations, and they just have all of these things coming at them. So Chrissy, yeah. I'm going to start with you. What do you see our really successful dealers doing to really dive into a strategy that helps them move more cars and to really get the profit out of every single car?
Yeah. What I am seeing is that they're getting more intentional with their stocking strategy. You know, we heard some of the challenges earlier. I think that's really key of getting ahead of that now. They're also working to rebuild a lot of the process that had broken down during the COVID period. And then they're pinpointing. We heard a lot about efficiencies in the session yesterday. But these dealers are really working to pinpoint them and figure out ways to solve them, and really looking to use data and technology to solve them on a go-forward basis. I mean, if you think about it, right, with more accurate appraisals, lower cost to market on acquired inventory, all of those things are really going to impact them as they move forward. And then pair that with, you know, the largest audience, with AutoTrader in the market, dealers have the tools that they need to really realize greater profitability as they move forward.
Yeah, the supply side and inventory management are critical.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And so we know dealers are looking high and low for any opportunity to obtain and acquire quality inventory for their consumers, something that's going to move quickly on their lot. So Bethany, that is your area of expertise. What are you seeing dealers do to find the inventory, acquire the inventory, and then get the most profit out of every piece and every deal?
Yeah, that is the challenge, right? That's it. That's where the profit starts, is with that acquisition. So in a unique market, we've never seen a market like this before. So they really have to do something unique to acquire. They really have to expand their sources. Global search in Profit Time GPS is free, and it compiles a dashboard of all the acquisitions. So leaning in, whether it's KBB, ICO, whether it's private party, whether it's their service drive, it's back to a market where they really have to be blocking and tackling and playing offense to pull that customer in. And it is that race to the customer, pull that customer into a shopping mode even before the customer realizes it, and definitely before the competition gets them.
Yes, every one of those buying channels matters.
Absolutely.
And they need to be measuring every single one of them so they really understand where the success is coming from. So Chrissy, that takes me to the demand side, the consumer side.
Yeah.
So I hear dealers and your teams saying often these days that with all of these market dynamics at play, consumer sentiment wavering a little bit, high interest rates, that consumer demand is diminishing. It's decreasing little by little. We've seen that for a number of months now. So what do you see dealers doing to continue to move cars, sell more deals, and continue to create great profitability?
You know, the first thing, and you know, we've talked about this one a couple of times, but I'm just going to keep reiterating it because it's so important. The first thing is they're adjusting their market to align with the way consumers are shopping. You know, our best-in-class dealers are doing this. The average consumer tells us that they are interested in purchasing a vehicle up to 160 miles away. That was only 50 miles not that long ago. And so dealers that are getting ahead of the curve are taking that into consideration. They're redefining what their market is and coming up with strategies to attract those customers. The second thing is that they're providing a transparent shopping process with the ability to do more of that online, right? So because people will be coming from further away, it's important that they have a transparent process, that they have the digital tools and capabilities for consumers to transact. And then one thing that they're doing is they're really looking at how they can efficiently get their inventory into some of those other markets. And we've been able to partner with our dealers. Market Extension has been a fantastic tool for us because it not only helps a dealer get really intentional about where to put specific vehicles when we talk about right consumer, right market, but there's also lots of benefits to it as well. Like we talk about consumers want what they want. Well, when you have that vehicle a customer wants and it's the right market, you know, they're willing to pay more for it. The other thing is that with our data and technology and leveraging vAuto, we can actually, you know, balance gross and turn. One of those conversations we always have is it more gross, more turn? We can actually balance that and really be intentional about where we put vehicles into certain markets. So these are really helping them get that incrementality. I know, Jade, you talk a lot about that, but these are things that some of our dealers with best practices and really starting to get at the curve are doing to help them and can maintain that profitability.
Yeah, the profitability is key, but you mentioned it a couple times there. It starts with the consumer, and
yes,
this is still a vehicle purchase. It is a huge purchase for a consumer, whether new or used, one of the biggest purchases they'll make in their lifetime. And so with climbing interest rates and still increased vehicle prices, especially on the used car side, consumers are doing their research. Like the order in which they're taking all the steps of the purchase journey have kind of flipped on their head. Consumers know when they come into that dealership or when they submit that lead, for the most part, they know what vehicle they want.
Yep.
They know what they can afford. In a lot of cases, they've probably structured a lot of the deal pieces, or they at least have in their mind the way they want to build that out. And they've done their research on what their trade-in is worth. So Bethany, I'm going to bring this one back to you. But what are dealers doing that can help overcome those financial obstacles or the concerns that the consumers have in their head from that research that they've already done online? Because they're prepared. They've come in with all of these things. Chrissy mentioned it on one of the previous episodes, this couple $1,000 spread on the 2 to 7 offers that they have gotten from all of these tools that exist in the marketplace. They have no idea where that spread came from. So what can dealers do not only to overcome those financial concerns that consumers have, but to make sure that they're prepping that trade-in the right way to move it and sell it as quickly as possible?
You know, I think what it comes down to is transparency. We've talked about it for over a decade, but really being disciplined and leaning into that transparency. So what does that look like? It could be using technology, like what Chrissy said, with doing virtual walk-arounds with the consumer before they come in. If they're 160 miles away, we do want to start engaging. We want that race to the customer and being the first person and building that trust and rapport. So it's going to start there. As far as affordability, I mean, high interest rates, high average price, you know, customers are very educated. But we also want the dealer to make a profit, so they're there the next day. Really leaning into rebates and incentives. We have a conquest tool where it pulls it in and auto prices and really helps the dealer read that market report and so forth. But it starts with that acquisition. I heard on the way in today that the average vehicle on the road is 12 years old. So there is some demand. They just don't know it yet. Maybe they're not in shopping mode. So what are you as a dealer going to do to inventory and source so you can attract that customer who is going to be ready to trade in sooner rather than later?
Sounds like all of these pieces come back to processes and tracking that our dealers can duplicate and understand, which actually gets gets me to one of the things that you have talked about a lot in the previous episodes. One of the themes that I heard recurring again and again as you were talking to each other over the last two were operational efficiencies.
Yeah.
And clients across all segments are having these same challenges, whether it's an individual, an independent rooftop, or a multi-point large automotive group that's centralized or decentralized in their decision-making. We see that they are really having challenges kind of tightening up and moving fast enough and evolving those processes to a place that they're really meeting the needs of the consumer and the current environment. So, Chrissy, I'm going to start with you. What would you tell dealers when it comes to operational efficiency? How do they start to really dive in on strategy and process to start making better steps in this area?
You know, it's interesting you ask that question, because what I hear quite frequently is that they just don't know where to start, yeah. Right? So they don't know where to start and they don't know where to prioritize their list. So in this series, we tried to break it down into bite-sized pieces and said mm-hmm. start here. So that's why I'm really excited about this series, because I have this conversation so frequently with dealers and they're looking for a little bit of guidance from us. And so I think it's so important that we can serve up those best practices, we can challenge them and really help them reach their goals. So, you know, I would just say leverage your resources. We're here to help you. The one great thing about Cox Automotive is we have so much data and insights, and we actually have what they need right now to help solve some of those inefficiencies. So yeah. Start here, join us. We're happy to jump in and help.
Yeah, database decision making is yes. key and critical. So I'm going to bounce that one back to you as well, Bethany. So
yeah.
What should dealers have absolute top of mind to make more better and more profitable business decisions?
Well, like Chrissy said, you have to think with the end in mind, like attracting that customer. But how you get started, I mean, that's the hard part, is how you get started. But just start. You know, there's best practices, there's performance managers, there's a whole team at Cox Automotive that can help you, that are experienced in retail and so forth, and know what's working in your market and other markets for your franchise, for your independent.
All well said. So, yeah. You know, as we think, last but not least, to really drive home that when you have a strategy around making sure that you have the right car for the right consumer for the right price, that's when you will reap the rewards of the complete profit picture. So what would you say, if somebody were watching or listening, is the one thing that they should take away from all of these awesome insights that you have shared? And I'm going to come back to you on that one first, Bethany.
Acquisition, kind of what Chrissy said, maximizing the tools you have. You're not alone. We have the best data. We have the market, and understanding how to read the tea leaves of the predictability of your inventory and where your holes are, so you fill it and attract that customer, I would start there.
Yeah, I hear dealers every day. They want incrementality. They get these new tools and they think that they're going to capture this omni-channel experience that consumers want. And they think that that means they're going to sell more cars, but you can't sell more cars if you don't have more inventory than you had before. So that whole life cycle of the vehicle is the most important part of then being able to meet the consumer's needs. So Chrissy, how about you? What's that one big thing?
You know, the one big thing for me always goes back to consumer, right? Because regardless of what point in the purchase process. So I would say lean into the consumer behaviors for today and ensure that your strategy aligns with those consumer shopping trends. It's a really great place to start, and I'm confident that every dealer will find a couple opportunities that they can refine and put themselves in a position to even succeed further in the rest of this year.
Yes, meeting consumers where they are today, understanding that consumers are requiring, it is a demand, it's not just an expectation, they are demanding a sophisticated shopping experience and for our clients to meet them where they are. And so I want to thank all of you for joining us today. I want to thank Chrissy and Bethany. This was a fantastic conversation, and for all of the insights that you have shared with our viewers over the last couple of sessions. And so remember that part of the complete profit picture is having a handle on your operational processes, finding those efficiencies, tracking everything that you do, making sure that your store level staff are bought in. They have to understand why. The importance of the buy-in from the people who interact with your inventory and with your consumers all day, every day, are where you are going to implement the things and track the things and find those operational processes that are going to allow you to reap the rewards of the complete profit picture.